T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Twitch and YouTube wants to see Whitey.
Come on over here, Whitey, say hello.
What's up, Windy City?
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the draft.
A lot of guys on the Cincinnati Bengals apparently don't want to be on the Cincinnati Bengals anymore. Adam Schefter is reporting that Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade.
That's a really good defensive end at age 29, right in the middle of his prime, although I'm sure some would look at that and say he only has a year or two left.
But he sees what, you know, Danielle Hunter got this offseason. He's got $15 million on his deal for this year. He wants a new deal. He wants an extension since he's apparently not ready to give it to him. So Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade. And T. Higgins has requested a trade.
Now, T was franchised, which means they have all this time to work that out, theoretically.
Apparently, it's not going well.
Now, here we are, eve of the draft, and a lot of wide receivers get dealt as the draft approaches, sometimes draft day.
Yeah, this is like an A.J. Brown situation. You know, if he can't work out an extension with the current team, does Cincinnati say, well, we'll take a mid to late first round pick for T. Higgins and let another team trade us a draft pick, and then you got to also sign him.
Brandon Ayuk very much in trade rumors right now out of San Francisco. We saw Keenan Allen dealt, obviously, to the Bears several weeks ago.
Yeah, a lot of talk of the Bears being involved in trades, too. Peter Schrager said that he could see 10 trades happening in the first round of the draft.
Man.
Not in the top five, but really picking up in the 6 to 10 range. And then Todd McShay responded to him and said that 6, 8, and 9, Giants, Falcons and Bears, the teams he's heard the most linked in trade talks. McShay did not cite whether or not that was trade up or down, but a lot of chatter of trades, this being a very trade-heavy draft, which makes sense if 6 quarterbacks are going in the first round, because that means that obviously pushes down premium players that would be maybe top 5 picks in other years. You know, like if Joe Alt is on the board at 8, you know what I mean? The number one left tackle on the board is available there. Maybe that's someone that would be traded for, because often you don't see guys get traded up for that are not quarterbacks anymore. But maybe if in this year, that'd be different.
I mean, the only interior defensive lineman that I've seen in top 15s is Byron Murphy.
Right.
You know? So imagine being able to get who is the jewel of that position at a key position in the NFL. Being able to get that guy at 9, 10, 11, or 12, and you're a team that thinks you desperately need exactly that piece, you get interested. Or Dallas Turner. I hope there's a lot of trades. That'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always chaos. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. I am more interested in getting a blue player because I don't think the Bears will be picking this high again for a long time. Obviously, you could trade down far and get a future first round pick and hope that that team is bad, and you know that's your way to get it. But I am hoping that they stand pat and take the best player available at 9. That's I want there to be a lot of trades and a lot of chaos for a lot of other teams, and I just want you to draft your Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Did you glean anything in that regard from the way that Poles talked about it? I mean,
I thought what he said, the cover, that you want guys who can be on the front of your album cover, struck me as the type of thing about like premium players.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, but then in a different answer, he said you talk about you have guys in groupings and ranges, and The general philosophy is if they're at 9 and they've got 4 guys graded out the same way, that would mean try to trade down to 12. Because then you get one of the guys in the same group, but you would get more assets for it, and you'd be happy with all of it. But that's I think it's more likely that it'll stand pat, but obviously there's a ton of smoke there.
We have an indicator we put on their tag. We put a bear head on their tag because you know, we call them the grizzly, the top bear.
That's right. That's right. All the different bear types. It's exciting to get all those comments. Yeah, Montez loves it. He knows it. And then after tomorrow, we're done. We're done with the first round of the draft after tomorrow night. Can think about a lot of other things. What are we going to do at 3 o'clock moving forward? We thought about it. Getz's position? Can I interest you in Getz's position?
No.
Sure?
I mean, I can give you a new Caleb fact of the day every day at 3 o'clock.
I know I'll be getting that somewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll definitely be getting that somewhere.
That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. AK's position?
How the Cubs are reacting to the Bellinger news and some ridiculous Caleb Williams criticism. You knew there was going to be some noise leading up to the draft, and there is. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.